place of conservative anarchists, black Republican strategists, and intellectual panelists. The more I examine this, the more I imagine this to be a dream, a part of the surreal life where Flavor Flav wants Brigitte Nielsen for a wife.
Yeah,
a part of Public Enemy, lost on MTV, the end of years of revolutionary schemes. We are finally all equal in the land of the free, as long as you show your ass on MTV. Let me paint y'all a picture from the belly of the beast, where the Terminator holds a political seat, where celebrities are the new monarchy, and the fans are like the low-life peasantry. Technology could change, but human nature stays the same. We've always been obsessed by the idea of fame, but add big screens and magazines and videos to the game, and the weapons of mass distraction have a new name. America, can you hear it calling your name? America, get your 50 minutes of fame. America, can you hear it calling your name? America, get your 50 minutes of fame. America, can you hear it calling your name? America, get your 50 minutes of fame. America, can you hear it calling your name? America, get your 50 minutes of fame. Mecca, me and America discovered each other like brothers, separated at birth. At first, it all seemed like an incredible dream. Bionic Man, Wonder Woman, Super Friends, and movie screens. But as the days went by, I changed and she changed and I changed. Raised on Captain Crunch and Hawaiian Punch, and America was a Muslim name. I, Sharif Simmons, do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about life as a young black youth in America. I wanna test it. Takes passion like the Christ when you're constantly reminded that you are a non-white, meaning your life will be filled with struggle and strife. Even with the middle class past, I'm busting my ass. All of my friends who graduated at the top of their class are still getting stepped over like dog shit in the park. Just because of a complexion that's dark, they turn pyramids to projects, build castles made of sand. And just like, and just like, and just like, and just like, and just like a test, I cram to understand how you can have so much wealth and so much despair. An industrialized nation with no public health care, so my teeth don't look like they did when I was young, from all those years of Halloween and Hubba Bubba Gum. But as the days went by, I changed and she changed and I changed. Fast forward to the search for Saddam Hussein. Now they're looking through my bags when I get on the plane. They even searching for the one for my 10-year-old son. What you think, you got a gun? The land of the free and the home of the brave is an empire built on the backs of slaves. So I, Sharif Simmons, do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about life as a young black youth in America. Takes passion like the Christ when you're constantly reminded you are a non-white, meaning your life will be filled with with struggle and strife. Even with a middle class pass, I'm busting my ass. All of my friends who graduated at the top of their class are still getting stepped over like dog shit in the park. Just because of a complexion that's dark, they turned pyramids to projects and built castles made of sand. And just like a test, I crammed to understand how you can have so much wealth and so much despair. Industrialized nation with no public health care, so my teeth don't look like they did when I was young. But I'm here to testify, just wanna give y'all some just to testify.